Blog Talk Radio.
I know he can. I've seen him do it. He can turn the mess you're in. He can turn it into an awesome miracle. Whatever problem you've got, God, you work it out. How do I know what God can do? I've seen him do it.
Come on, think about what he's already done, and he's going to do it again. God, I've seen him.
always.
Meshach and Abednego said he's able to do it. And I know the God that we serve is able to do it. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get right into the lesson. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Your word says, whatsoever thing we desire when we pray is to believe. So, Father God, we come believing today, putting your word first place, putting your word above everything else, and believing that your word is nigh unto us right now, even in our mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach. That we'll confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. I thank you, Father God, for being able to confess these things, to be able to share with the world that you are yet on the throne. You're still ruling and super ruling. And there is no doubt. There is no misunderstanding who's in charge. So when the sun have gone down, when the curtains have been closed, when the blinds have been, you're still on the throne. And we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for those that are listening in, for those that are made you their Lord. I really want to thank you for those. Thank you for those that are listen by way of internet. I thank you, Father God, for those that are tuning in and want to be part of this broadcast, that you give them a word and also give me a word, illuminating word, a saving word, a delivering word. I thank you for it. I praise you for it. Give you the glory. Then, Father God, I ask you to continue to bless this broadcast. May those that are don't know, come to know who you are in the spirit. And I ask you these and all blessings in Christ's name. I pray. Everybody pray with me and agreed. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for each and every one of you all. We are talking about maintaining a proper perspective. The word of God being the final authority. And in this, we are also talking about letting the word of God be the final authority, not only the first place in your life, but let it be the final authority for every situation. I thank God for you all. Believing in the word of God is so, so important, brothers and sisters. It's so, like, needful that you believe Jesus said to that centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed that self-same hour. Well, I'm trying to tell you, it's about believing, brothers and sisters. God requires that. I'm reminded of another story when Jesus came into the house of the blind man. Remember that they heard Jesus' footsteps. They heard that he was in the house. And Jesus said unto him, what, you believe? You believe? I mean, you can't even see me. You believe that I'm able to do this? They say, yeah, Lord. It's about believing, brothers and sisters. And that's what we have to maintain, that belief. I'm going to start off with Ephesians 2. And this is what we have to maintain. Once you become a child of God, you got to maintain this stuff. Because God wants you to believe. Believe that he's the Christ. I don't care how complicated it might seem. I don't care what other folks are saying. You believe that he is the Christ. You have to believe that. Nowhere else. And oh, somebody said, oh, come here, here's Christ. He said, don't believe that. Don't even go that way. And they said, oh, he's over here at this church. He's over here at this church. Are he over here in the desert? Jesus said, don't go there. Don't believe that. You know why? Because he's in you. When you're in him, he'll be in you. But you have to believe for it. You have to believe for it. That's the way God designed this thing. So don't get angry with me. Go talk to God. He designed that, hey, if you're going to be saved, you're going to have to believe. And I declare it unto you right now, brothers and sisters. You have to believe. That is a must. It is just as mandatory for you to be a believer as it is for you to breathe. It's more serious than that. That's why he said, blessed are he that believeth. I want to start off with Ephesians. Oh, okay. I'm going to start off with Ephesians 2 and 10. And this is what we have to maintain. I want you to maintain, but now in Christ. Maintain that. Got to maintain it. But now in Christ is what we have to maintain. That's what we're going to have to defend. That's what you're going to have to conserve. So when I say maintain, I'm talking about safeguard. You're going to have to safeguard that thing, man, that you're in Christ. You're going to have to find a way to preserve that. That's going to have to be what sustains you over a lot of things. Guard who you are, your identity with God. Your identity with Christ. We got to maintain that at any cost.
Amen.
At any cost.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to read Ephesians. I'm going to ask Pastor Shaw read Ephesians 2, verses 10 through, let's see, how about 13? And you should be so kind, read it out of more than one verse.
And good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Ephesians 2, 10 through 13 from the King James. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Amen. And from the New Living Translation, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, who we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Don't forget that you Gentiles used to be outsiders. You were called uncircumcised heathen by the Jews, who were proud of their circumcision. Even though it affected only their bodies and not their hearts. In those days, you were living apart from Christ. You were excluded from citizenship among the people of Israel, and you did not know the covenant promises God had made to them. You live in this world without God and without hope. But now you have been united with Christ Jesus. Once you were far away from God, but now you have been brought near to him through the blood of Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen. That's what we have to maintain. You have to maintain that you're in Christ, man. How you ask. God did this. It was a God thing. Well, I need to preach about that. It's a God thing. I ain't trying to figure it out. It's a God thing. I ain't trying to understand it. It's a God thing. Okay? It's a God thing.
Amen.
And unless you're associated with God, you won't get it. Just went over your head. It's a God thing, man.
Amen.
The Bible says, but we are his workmanship. And that translation said, not only are you his workmanship, you're his masterpiece.
Yes. Amen.
God, when God created us, he created us as his masterpiece.
Thank you, Lord.
He created us anew in Christ.
Yeah.
Can't even copy this masterpiece.
Thank you, Lord.
That a masterpiece is an original. You can't change that. That's what he did. That's his work. Some of God's best work we haven't even seen yet. And what his best work was done with is what he did it with. He did it with a sinner. Remember in past time we were Gentiles in the flesh who was called the uncircumcision, that which is called by circumcision in the flesh. But hey, but now, Lord, have mercy. Lord, don't let me go there today.
Thank you, Lord.
But now.
Thank you, Lord.
So we have to maintain that. We have to maintain that, but now. You have to maintain.
Yeah.
But now in Christ Jesus, remember we were sometimes far off? True. Him now, by the blood of Christ.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. I ain't trying to hear the past. I'm talking about the future now. I'm talking about right now. But now. Belong to Christ Jesus. At one time, we were far away from him. But now, we got to maintain that but now. Okay? If you don't mind for a moment, we got to maintain that but now.
Yeah.
But now we are justified. We've been declared not guilty.
Hallelujah.
When the enemy tried to tell us who we were, but now, that's what we got to maintain. I know folks see us in them. I get it. I know folks see us because that's what they see in themselves. And what they look like, they think we look like that.
But now.
We'll maintain that there is no condemnation to us. We're not condemned. Gotta maintain that. Romans 8:2 said we are been set free from the law of sin and death. I gotta maintain that.
Yeah.
We've been sanctified and made accepted in Jesus Christ. But now, we got to maintain that but now. See, now is present. Your faith is now. Now faith is. Right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wish I could get somebody to go down this road right here with me to say but now.
Yeah.
If I can get just one or two folks to say, but now, we are the righteousness and we are holy in Christ. That's what we're maintaining. But now, we are a new creation. We're new. We don't care what the folks say. We're not trying to maintain what they say. We're maintaining what the scriptures say. The word of God is our final authority.
Yes, it is.
When I talk about maintaining, I'm talking about preserving. I'm talking about protecting what the word of God say we are. Got to maintain that.
Hallelujah.
By his stripes, we are healed. We got to maintain that.
Yeah.
That's our safeguard, people. That's what's going to support us for a better way. When you maintain that, that's like you putting up a shield.
Yeah,
you putting
come
up
on
a
now.
Shield. Your shield of faith go right there. So let the enemy throw his dart. It don't bother you because you have a shield. You're maintaining who you are. You're maintaining what the word of God says you are. That's your job.
Thank you,
Lord. You got to keep up.
Thank you, Lord.
That means you got to keep it in good condition. I remember when I remember when I lived in Ohio and was working for this assembly line, they would shut everything down and oil everything during lunch and whatever and any repairs that had to be done. They went on and did it, and they would have what is called downtime, and they would take that downtime and allow maintenance to take place.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really get it.
Okay.
They were doing necessary repairs. Well, why did they do that? To maintain, man. To maintain those excellencies. Maintain what they were doing. They were safeguarding against any breakdown, any confusion.
Yes.
So it is with us when it comes to the word of God. You got to maintain that you are alive in the resurrection. You have to maintain that.
That's right. Amen.
You have to maintain Galatians 3:28. We are one in Christ. With all other who believe, with all other believers, we're going to maintain that. That's going to be our proper perspective because the word of God is the final authority. That's how I arrive at that. Now, I don't know how you arrive at what you arrive at. And then, too, let me tell you this. Some people say, oh, well, you know, Pastor. No, that's your choice. Do you? I was talking to a young lady today. You know, it wasn't a real great debate, but the mere fact that, you know, if these your children, you got to love them. It doesn't matter what they did or whatever. You got to love them. I get that. But they don't, that don't have to be in your nostril. That you don't have to smell that every day unless you're
all
confined.
Right.
If you're confined, that's one thing. But you don't have to live under certain conditions anymore unless you choose to do that. God have opened all kinds of doors. So I was explaining to her, I don't know, child was on weed or something and dope and all that good stuff. So I'm trying to tell her, but, you know, you really don't have to live like that because you can do other things if you so choose. Now, that's her choice. I mean, she want to live that and her daughter is gay. That's their choice. So I said to her, I mean, nobody misunderstand what I'm saying. I know people have chosen different things, but because I have to maintain the Word of God as my proper perspective and the Word of God being the final authority, so I said to her, God made Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve, so you can believe what you want to believe. That's not going to change who God is, because God's perspective is two men ain't got no business together like two women ain't got no business together. They vote in homosexual laws in this country. Not only that, they have taken the human. Now, this is one for your books. They put humans below dogs in Georgia. You can get away with hitting a human, but you can't get away with hitting a dog. They'll put your butt in jail. In jail. They got more dogs laws than they got human laws. That's where this country is at. That's their perspective. So I just, I just not really even have a dog. Because if you got a dog and he get loose, they're going to sue you.
Have mercy, Lord.
See, because of their, it's perspective. That's their perspective. That they think more dogs than they do humans. I mean, I don't know what's going on up in Ohio and California and Chicago and Florida and some other, I don't know where I'm going, but I can tell you what's going on. And you have to maintain, even with those dog lovers, don't nobody text me about, because I am not against dogs, I'm not against animals, or none of that. I'm just trying to tell you, they maintain that perspective, because they keep on going in and making more laws. If a dog gonna go for a walk, you gotta carry a bag. You better carry a bag.
Amen.
A couple of extra bags.
Yeah.
That's a law. You go there and poop on the street because you couldn't hold it. They putting you in jail.
Amen.
Now you go figure. Well, I'm sorry, officer. I couldn't hold it, blah, blah, blah. They could fund less care. Your butt going to jail. You can't make this stuff up, man. You can't make it up. I'm telling you. It's real. So you have to maintain and keeping your dog. Got to give them shots. Got to get them vaccinated. And they'll check you, too, if you ain't maintaining that. Well, if they got to do that, you got to maintain who you are as a Christian, man. Ephesians 1 and 5 and 6, we've been adopted as God's children. Man, you're an adopted child. Maintain that. Stand up for your rights. That's who you are. Well, you still a sinner? No, you didn't read Ephesians 1 and 7. Our sin has been taken away. Where were you at? Where you been? That's what I'm maintaining. I belong to God and the Holy Spirit. Now, I know some of y'all think I'm just, but I'm going to tell you, I read that over in Ephesians 1 and 7. I'm going to have Pastor read it. I'm going to ask Pastor read that. Because I understand Ephesians 1 and 7.
Okay. It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Amen. From the New Living Translation, he is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave our sins. Amen.
Yeah. I'm going to maintain that.
Thank you, Lord.
That's my perspective. My sin been taken away because I believe.
Amen.
I act on that.
Amen.
That's what I'm doing right now. I'm acting on that. I'm telling you all, God has taken away my sin.
Yeah.
Now, you might feel like you still got to deal with your, and there again, I'm not trying to make you do anything different than what's going on with you. If you feel like God is letting you carry your own sin, go on and carry them. That's you. That's your load. That ain't how I'm rolling right now. I'm trying to maintain a proper perspective according to the word of God.
Yes.
Well, here comes this segment that I know all you all like, where anybody would like to have any comment, press 1. And let me remind you that I'm led by the Holy Spirit. So at any time, I may not answer your call. If the Lord say, you know, they're for a lot of foolishness, I won't answer it.
Amen.
And you just have to deal with it. Because this broadcast is about seeking and saving those that are lost, teaching people to have their eternal life. We're not here for foolishness.
Yes.
But anybody like that? Anything to say based on the word of God, press 1 and we'll let you in.
Amen. The pastor, I'd like to read Ephesians 1:3 through, since we did 7, so I'm going to read 3 through 6.
Say that
from the King James first. Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 6. And
okay,
it said, Blessed be the God, our Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, he had made us accepted in the beloved. Amen. And from the Message Bible, it reads, how blessed is God, and what a blessing he is. He's the Father of our Master Jesus Christ and takes us to the high places of his blessings in him. Long before he laid down earth's foundation, he had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus of his love, to be made whole and holy by his love. Long, long ago, he decided to adopt us into his family through Jesus Christ. Pleasure he took in planning this. He wanted us to enter into the celebration of his lavish gift giving by the hand of his beloved son. Amen, amen. That is beautiful. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Amen.
It was his choosing.
Yeah.
Gotta maintain that. That was his choice. And guess what? Weren't nobody here to dispute it.
All
right. If it was, it wouldn't do you no good. But weren't nobody here. He did this on his own. Mm-hmm. He took them off and said, you know what? I'm doing this. This is what I'm going to do.
Thank you.
I'm going to choose. I think I'm going to do all this stuff here before I even make the world. Where I even made it put it. He did this. And that we should be holy and without blemish. And we're going to be like that based on his love. It's already been predestined. Already been predetermined. I tell you, it's awesome things when things have been predetermined. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get stuck with me a long time. You've already been predetermined for this credit card, for this credit card, for that credit card. It's already been pre-approved. It's like being predetermined. Mm-hmm. You've already been pre-approved. God has pre-approved you.
Yeah.
He did.
Amen.
He chose to do that.
Yes, he did. Thank you, Lord.
He did according to his good pleasure.
Yeah.
According to his will. According to his will.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the fact that he did it freely. Freely.
Yeah.
In other words, he wasn't looking at anything you did or had done or were going to do. He did it freely. Wasn't nothing to stop that. Did it freely. He saw everything was going on, everything was happening, and he still did it freely.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Anyone? Hallelujah. Well, if not, hey, y'all enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see y'all.